This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Angela Smith, who is CEO of Dress for Success Dublin. Good afternoon, Angela.
Hello, John. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
No, you're more than welcome. Now, we're going to talk about this month-long equal pay campaign that was launched yesterday. Which is going to, you know, about the gender pay gap that we're hearing a lot about lately. But before we go for that, will you tell us about Dress for Success, how it came about and what it's all about?
No problem at all. Dress for Success Dublin was actually founded in 2011 by stylist, the designer and the tech entrepreneur Sonia Lennon. So Sonia Lennon, people might know her from Off the Rails, formerly on TV, her Lennon Courtney range in Dunn Stores. And the aim of the organisation is to promote the economic independence of women. So we provide career development tools and support network. So our core services would include, for example, professional clothing and styling advice. So if women who come to us tend to be ready for jobs, they're interview ready, but maybe they've been out of the workforce for a while and can't afford an outfit for an interview. So we provide them with free clothing and free styling in our clothing boutique. We also do one-to-one preparation, interview preparation, and these are with the help of HR professionals in our career centre. So they'll go to their CV with them, do mock interviews to check what questions they could be asked when they go for their interview. And it's all, again, about building up confidence in women when they're heading for interviews. The other thing we also provide, if the women are successful in getting employment, we provide then a starter work wardrobe. So that could be 3 to 4 outfits, again, no cost to the women, but it starts them off until they can afford to actually buy their own outfits. And then, of course, there's other programs that we do. For example, we're kicking off a mentoring program with A&L Goodbody. That's kicking off in December. It's like a pilot mentoring program. So say women who have been involved in schemes like TUS or local employment schemes, these are partnered with staff from A&L Goodbody. And again, it's a specific theme is picked each month for the 6 months of the mentoring program. But again, it's just about helping them develop the skills that they need to establish sustainable careers and the longer term achieve economic independence. So that's just sort of a flavour of what we do.
Yeah, that sounds like a great service. And would you find, Angela, that women who have given up the work to stay at home, raise their children, are wanting to get back into the workforce? And you mentioned confidence there, and they probably wouldn't have the confidence. But you help with all that.
We do. But now we literally support women from all walks of life. So it could be a 19-year-old, it could be somebody who's just finished college. It could be a woman who maybe for 20, 25 years decided to take a bit of time out away from the workforce and just want to now decide I'm ready to get back into it. Maybe have done a bit of training. By the time they come to us, they tend to be, I said, work ready and interview ready. And again, we then spend that consultation with them. It could be in, if it's a case they need a bit more support, we'll call them back until they feel confident enough to go and get ready for their interview. In a way, you could almost say that the women that come to us, they're almost our clients for life. So to me, it's providing an ongoing support, not only after the initial support of getting them ready for those interviews, but also the ongoing support as they start getting back into work. Because it can be a bit daunting starting off again.
Now, that sort of explains why you've launched this. It's a month-long equal pay campaign.
That's right.
But
we usually hold this programme every November.
Yep.
And it's really to raise awareness of the gender pay gap and, of course, to raise money to support more women back into work.
Right, and explain to us the gender pay gap. We know what it is. Is there a reason for this, or is it just a disservice that's been going on now for years?
According to figures that we found out recently, the gender pay gap in Ireland is approximately 14%. So one way of looking at this is that women work for free for the last 7 weeks of each year. So you nearly want to, when you're starting off on your work career, you nearly want to be very strong in your negotiation skills when you're applying for work or applying for your first job. Because sometimes women can self-select and maybe for whatever personal reasons go for lower paid jobs. It tends to be mostly women that go for the lower paid jobs. And of course, they don't think long-term things like pensions or their long-term career. They don't think like that. So in some ways, they're almost holding themselves back from the start of their work career. But anyway, we picked the 10th of November this year to mark Equal Pay Day, and we are going to have a series of events during the month of November to raise awareness and keep the conversation going.
Yes, and we've heard a lot recently about the gender pay gap, in particular in the entertainment business, that people are doing the same you know, they're doing the same work and women are getting paid less. Is this widespread with all employers?
It can be. I suppose what we've heard about recently is probably those who are probably in higher paid roles, such as people will think of the debate that was in BBC or RTE, and people always think, oh, it's the higher paid people that are impacted here. And it does go in all walks of life, unfortunately. But we're also more conscious of thinking about those who are on the lower, shall we say, the lower end of the pay scale. And what we would love to do is do a bit of research and to find out what is stopping women from advancing themselves and what is stopping them from just starting off like that, starting off strongly when they start work, the world of work. So, I mean, yeah, it's to research on how the pay gap impacts the lower income earners. We would love to do that bit of research. We haven't seen anything on that recently. We've also made a consultation to government, and we're looking at, say, mandatory shared parental leave for men and women. Can we make childcare more affordable? Can we? How can we implement measures to help address the gender pay gap? So we have put that submission to government. The government ran a government put the call out for consultation, suggestions, and we put those conversations through, put those submissions through. And on the 10th of next November, we're actually going to have a panel of discussion actually in Temple Bar in the Project Arts Centre, and it's actually from 8:30 until 10. And it's just, there'll be some exciting speakers there, but it's just about keeping the conversation going. Why is this such an issue? Ireland is 14%. I think it's even lower on the continent. But people, places are limited. If people want to come along, they please come along. Just register on an Eventbrite or on our website. But Puddicks Art Theatre, that's next Friday. And the other number of events that we're running, we're actually running a fashion show. A fashion sale, I should say, and it's actually in our new premises on Ellis Quay in Smithfield. So if people want to grab a designer bargain and, again, support the equal pay debate, do come along Friday and Saturday of next week from 12 until 4 on the Friday and then from 10 until 3 on the Saturday. And we do have some nice bargains, particularly on the designer work wardrobe. But that'll also help us raise funds. It'll also help us tackle the gender pay gap and raise awareness of the important issue. Yeah. We also have a briefing with members of the Oireachtas at Leinster House, and this will be hosted by Senator Lorraine Clifford-Lee. And we're also engaged with members of Dublin City Council, facilitated by Councillor Claire Bourne. So the whole month of November is really about raising awareness of this issue, keeping the conversation going, engaging with government and senior leaders in Dublin and in Ireland. Yeah, keep the conversation going.
Yeah, and it's called an equal pay campaign, but it's not just about pay. You mentioned shared parental leave there and more affordable childcare. And this affordable childcare, the cost of childcare in Ireland keeps coming up with people that I do different interviews with, in particular single parent families. What can be done about the cost of childcare? Can it be subsidised by the government, for instance?
But it could be subsidised for the government, but then you sort of wonder, in turn, does that mean then that you're going to raise the price of childcare? As you say, in some cases, it's almost like a mini mortgage, or it's almost like a mortgage for young families and couples trying to keep in the world of work and, yes, paying for childcare. That's probably as part of our submission to government. Let's have the debate. Let's see how can we tackle this issue and make childcare more affordable, about the strangling young couples trying to keep going and do the best for their families.
Well, hopefully they listen to you, Angela. And I wish you success with that one. Is there anything now you'd like to add? Do you want to give out websites? Or?
Yes, please. I'll give you our email address if anyone wants to get in touch with us. So it's info@dressforsuccessdublin.org. And then our website, if you want to visit or register for our fashion show, or also even to register for our discussion panel next Friday morning, it's www.dressforsuccessdublin.org.
That's dublin.org. Okay.
.org.
And all the information is there. Listen, Angela, thank you very much for taking the call. And we would urge everybody to go onto that website and read up about this month long equal pay campaign. And it's ridiculous in this day and age that women are getting paid less than men for no particular reason.
You're right there. But I said it's good to keep the conversation alive.
It is.
And it won't all be resolved in a month, but at least if we keep the conversation going, things just might just take off.
Okay, and good luck with your meeting there with members of the Oireachtas. Thank you.
And thank you very much again for the opportunity.
Thank you, Angela. Thanks very much. Talk to you again.
Take care. Bye for now.
That was Angela Smith, CEO of Dress for Success. And you can go onto that website if you want to know more. It's www.dressforsuccessdublin.org.
This is 90.3 Near FM.